Blackstone Publishing presents Dirty Billionaire Trilogy. Dirty Billionaire, Dirty Pleasures, and Dirty Together by Meghan March. This book is read by Elena Wolfe and Sebastian York. Dirty Billionaire. Dedication. For those who dream so big, they scare themselves. Don't ever stop. Chapter 1. Country star J.C. Hughes caught between a cock and a hard place. How is he going to explain this one away to girlfriend Holly Wicks and his fans?
That two-timing son of a...
I hiss under my breath as I stare at the headline and the compromising picture accompanying it, splashed in vivid color across the front page of the gossip rag displayed prominently in the checkout line at my supermarket. For the second time in 2 months is a picture of my boyfriend locked in an unmistakably passionate embrace with another woman. Except this time, she's wearing a giant black strap-on. The edges of the paper crumple in my sweaty grip, and I fight the urge to tear it to shreds, along with every copy sitting on the rack in front of me. He's going to destroy my career before it even has a chance to become a reality.
1 year, they said. 1 year in this joke of a relationship and I'd earn my stripes, be all set in the world of country music. Judge me all you want for agreeing, but when your brand new record label puts something like that in the contract that will jet you out of the backwoods town you're dying to escape, you don't ask questions. You sign on the dotted line. But reality is a cold slap in the face, and some days it hits you when you're standing in line at the grocery store. What happens when they finally catch JC with a guy? His habit of swinging both ways, but preferring men to women, is about to become the worst-kept secret in Nashville. I'm Holly Wicks, winner of a Make Me a Star TV show, and handpicked by the label to buoy JC's once impressive but now flagging career. It didn't seem like a big deal when they slipped it into my contract in the beginning. What starry-eyed girl wouldn't be thrilled to have her name linked to a country star? Instead of the one-way ticket to stardom I naively expected, I'm becoming the butt of every industry joke faster than the guys back home can spend their paycheck on 12-packs and scratch-offs. But I've got one shot at keeping this dream career alive, and honestly, there's nothing I wouldn't do to save it. So this situation with JC needs to get settled before things spiral further out of control. Tugging the bill of my trucker hat lower, I glance around to see if anyone has noticed me flipping out in the checkout line. A woman behind me clucks her tongue as she pulls her sunglasses out of her baby's mouth. Crap. That cluck of her tongue was aimed at me, not the toothless, blue-eyed, smiling baby. Surprisingly, though, the expression on her face is sympathetic, not angry.
Men are assholes, am I right? Being famous just makes them bigger ones.
I smile weakly, and she continues,
"Don't believe everything you read in the papers, doll. They're always 95% bullshit. Probably photoshopped. He should have had his head examined if he's cheating on you."
Snapping my gaze back to her, I read recognition all over her face, despite my hat, glasses, complete lack of makeup, and relatively low level of fame. I force a smile onto my face, but it feels awkward and fake.
"It's called a gossip rag for a reason, I guess," I reply,
failing at my attempt to inject some humor into my tone. She nods and gestures to the half-dozen bottles of wine in her cart.
"This probably sounds crazy forward, but you look like you could use a drink and someone to vent to."
Vent to a perfect stranger I met in the grocery store? That would be insane, not to mention dangerous. If I did, the "she said" side of the story would be splashed all over tomorrow's papers, and the label would kill me. The painful death of breach of contract and being blackballed in the industry. I already used up strike one the first time a picture of JC hit the papers. I marched right into Homegrown Records offices and told them their devil's deal wasn't worth it, and that I wouldn't help JC's career at the expense of my own. Their response? If I didn't turn around, march my ass right back out of the office and paste a smile on my face, they'd yank me off my tour. And I'd be a has-been before I ever got the chance to become a someone.